Good evening, Masiyata Dishmaya. Let's begin by going back to something that we discussed at Hanukkah time last year. Now, we mentioned that if you look at the Nusach of Al Anisim, we read, Lashkicham Torasecho Lavira Mechukei Ritzonecha. So we see that what Yovan was all about is they wanted us to forget the Torah, they wanted us to transgress the Chukim, the Mitzvahs. That's according to the Nusach of Al Anisim. Rav Sadri Gon in his Perush and Sefer Daniel, Perek Zayin Posek Gimel, mentions Mila, mentions Shabbos. We have Megillas Antiochus and Posek Laman Aleph. We know that Yovan targeted Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Mila. So the Sfasemes, the Shem Yishmuel, Rav David Cohn, and Yemei Chanukah, Maimer Chavav, Rav David Cohn from Brooklyn, and Brachas Yavetz and Chelek Beis. Many Sfarim talk about why was Yovan interested, why did they target specifically Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Mila. Putting Shabbos or Shchodesh Amidla behind us, when we then open up a Rambam and we read the Rambam beginning of Ilchus Chanukah on Perek Gimel Loch Aleph, we find the Rambam writes that Poshtu Yodam Bimamonam Ubibno Sehet. We see that Yavan targeted the money of the Yidden as well as the daughters of the Yidden. It's mentioned as well by Rosh Shlomo Gansfried in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Siman Kuf Lametes in Ochas Chanukah and Sev Aleph. He quotes the Lashon of the Rambam, as does the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Ochas Chanukah and Or Chaim Tov Reish Ayin and Tzivkot and Aleph. In the Shaar Tzion, you see that he quotes the Rambam, and that's the Lashon Poshtu Yodom B'mamonam Ubibno Sehem. Adds the Kitzur Vayter and Kuf Lametes and Sev Gimel, that the reason why Noshim Machmira Salatzman, that they took upon themselves to be more stringent to abstain from halacha while the neiros are dokos is because there was a gezeirah miyuchedes targeting the Noshim. One reason, of course, in Afein Hayi B'Yosanes is that the neis took place Ayidei Yehudis, specifically Ayidei a woman. But as the kitzur, there was also a gezeirah miyuchedes targeting the woman. And for all those who learn Ksuvis, you saw right away at the beginning of the Masechta, right there in the middle of Gimel Amud Beis, called Psula Nisis Yomarvi, Tiboil Lehegmo Techilo. So we see that they targeted the woman before they could even go home and have relations with their husbands. First, they had to go in and be with the king, with the despot. And that is clearly a pshat many Rishonim bring in Afein Hayi B'Yosanes. Rashi mentions it in Shamos Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Similar idea to what other Rishonim mentioned in the various Sugyas Megillah, Daftala, Amud Aleph, and Avi Psochem, Kibches, Amud Aleph, Legabe, Nikra Megillah, and Dalet Kosas, respectively. Clearly, they were targeting the woman. There was Pashtu Yudeim Benosehem. They had a Gezerah targeting the woman. Why was Yovan so interested in the woman? And that's going to take us, of course, into Shmiras Anayim, the Mida that we're discussing today. We're going to talk about Chanukah, and then we're going to relate it to Yosef and to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, in terms of relating it to Yosef, as we mentioned a year ago, we find fascinating correlations and associations of the Chag, or the quasi-yantim of Chanukah, to Yosef HaTzadik Bifrat. And the most obvious, of course, is that we always look into the parasha, we always see Meina Ura. Let's look at the context, the rec of the parashas that always serve as the backdrop of Chanukah. And what's that? Vayishev and Miketz. Vayishev and Miketz, either both or certainly one of them, always occupying center stage on the pages of Vayishev and Miketz is none other than Yosef HaTzadik. He's clearly the protagonist, clearly the one occupying the spotlight on center stage. Parashas Vayishev and Miketz, not coincidental. Dvarim Gedolim Einam Mikra. Yosef is Chanukah. Yosef is Parshas Chanukah. Let's take a look at the Gemara. We have the famous Gemara in Shas. Chanukah itself might only be mentioned in the Mishnayos 7 times in Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, but the only Gemara, famous Kasha, we have a whole Maseches Megillah called and discussing the Yantav Purim. No Maseches Chanukah, various reasons explaining such. But we have a Gemara, few Dapim in the Gemara, starting with Chof Aleph Amud Beis, Frek the Gemara, My Chanukah. And what's immediately on the heels of My Chanukah? We go to Chof Beis Amud Aleph, right after we discuss the Shana Cheres Kambu, and they made it 8 days of the Halal Hodah. Then we have Chof Beis Amud Aleph brought in the name of Reb Tamchum, My Vaborik, Eimbo Mayim, Mayim, Eimbo Vonachoshim, Yakrov, and Yeshbo. And that, of course, is Yosef HaTzadik, strike the kasha. Torah Tumim has the kasha. Meshach Chochma has the kasha right after Chanukah. And then we go into Yosef at Chanukah. Borek, what's the connection of Yosef and Chanukah? And then we have a Mefurish Megala Amukas. The Megala Amukas, the Hele Gemakubo, Ramnata Shapira. Every Yadav is connected one of the others. We have the Torah Nechus Hoshchodesh and Archaim Samatov Yadzayin, Meshame's brother, Rabbeinu Yehuda. The Gro writes in an Adurs of the Yom Adur to the Yisrael Parshas Bolog, three Regolim, three of us. Brachas Tazayin of Reis. Hein Korn of us, Elul Lashlosha, three of us, three Regolim. Avram is connected Pesach, Yitzhak connected Shavuos, and Yaakov connected Sukkos. Many associations explaining that correlation. And the Chassidus Sfarim Abahedei, the Shem Yishmuel, Sfasemus of Tzodek, all talking about the matchup of Avram to Pesach, Yitzhak to Shavuos, and Yaakov to Sukkos. But what the Torah doesn't bring, what the Gro doesn't bring us, what about the Yom Tovim Midr Rabbanan? What about a Chanukah? What about a Purim? Right? The Megala Mukis. Chanukah is connected Yosef. Chanukah is Mischus Yosef Atzadik. So clearly the Parshas indicate as such. The Gemara my Chanukah, and then going on to Yosef, my Vaborek and Mamayim also seems to indicate such. What about the first remnants in the Torah to the word Chanukah? For that, we go to an Eliyahu Rabbah, and our Chaim, in the beginning of Echos Chanukah, Tufrei Shayin, at Tzivkot and Yud, and the Mat Moshe mentions the same thing in Chelakei, in number 993, Tuf, Kuf Tzadi Gimel, and Chelakei writes the Mat Moshe, and we have a Posek in Farshas Miketz, coinciding, of course, Shabbos Chanukah. And Miketz, Perek Mem Gimel, Posek Tesayin, what do we read? And Yosef is making a Gatza Suda for his brothers, and he tells his servants, Utevoach, Tevach, Ve'achein. So write out those three words. The middle word ends with a Ches. The third word is Osios Vav Hei Chaf Nun. You juxtapose the Ches of Tevach with the Vav Hei Chaf Nun, and that spells Chanukah. Adds the Mata Moshe. Tevoach Tevach Gematria 44. How many candles do we light, including the Shabbos, throughout the 8 days? We know 36. Connected the 36 hours that the Oregonus benefited the world, but then of course adding the Shamus, we have 36 plus 8, that's 44, Gematria 12, Tamach, and Osios Chanukah right there, all in the same remez, and that is Yosef HaTzadik. So we know the Yosef is Chanukah. The Gemara indicates such, the Torah indicates such. Comes along the Heilige Radomsker in Tefer Shlomo. Shabbos Chanukah, Dafayin Gimel Man Aleph. What is Chanukah? Gematria 89. And Gematrias, we know we're allowed to be one off. Rav Yitzchak Eisenchover, Pesach Shorim, page 252. He discusses it, as does Baal HaTur, the beginning parts of Vayechi and Perek Memches, as do many others, with Shinshin Pinkus and Brechus Becheshman, Shabbos Malkasa. You can be one off in Gematrias. Chanukah is Gematria 89. Yosef is Yosef Hatz. Sadik state in Zohar Kodesh. Alpi the Gemara and Sotin, Afyunim and Beis, and again Lamed Vavim and Beis. Who is the Koach of Tzidkus with the Heya Yediya? And that is Yosef HaTzadik. HaTzadi is Gematria 90. Gematria Chanukah, Imakolel. That's Yosef HaTzadik. What about in the Aftoro last week's Parsha? Ovadja, Perkala Pasigir Ches. V'haya beis Yaakov le'ish, beis Yosef le'hava, beis Esav le'kash, who's the power of the fire? The power of the fire is Yaakov, the combination with the le'hava, the tip of the flame, that's Yosef. We light flames, we light candles, that is Yosef HaTzadik, that's Chanukah. We light a menorah, menorah gematria 301, gematria eish, 301, and that's what we're lighting. Who's the power of fire? That's Yaakov, that's Yosef. Yosef is Chanukah. Why is Yosef Chanukah? So perhaps one could explain as follows. And we'll see B'nai Yisrael's course and many other Sfarim that appear to corroborate such an idea. And that is that why was Yovan after the daughters? Because they knew historically there was only one way to get Klai Yisrael. We know Bilam knew it as well. When Bilam's curses failed, you know, how do you get Klai Yisrael? And you get them with Gilei Arayas. You get them with Gilei Arayas, Benos Midjan, and that was successful. The whole end of Parshas Bolok and the beginning of Pinchas Matos Vechule, the fight against Mechemes Midjan. Well, let's go back. Where was the first infiltration into the ranks of the Jewish people? And the first time that there was a pogrom, Ayyadei Gilei Arayas from the outside, from the Goyish Veld, and this past week's parasha, the beginning of Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Vateitzei Dina Basleya Shoyodo Yaakov Liros Bebenos Haaretz. It all started when Dina went out. Now Dina and her Gavalda Gamadrega Ptikus, what happened? She went out as Yatsonis Liros. You see, from what does the Torah say? What Avla did she do in her Gavalda Gamadrega on a Daksha Vedakas level? What sin did Adina Tzadegas do? All she did, state in Torah, is she went out to Liros to see, not Stam Liros, Benos Haaretz. She went out to see Liros, Bibenos Haaretz. I want to see into that. I want to scrutinize. What about these daughters of the land? What do we know about the daughters of the land? Nothing. Except just that. They're daughters of the land. Meaning what? They're Benos Haaretz, Tahainu. They're Bonos who are Shakua and Artsius and Hamrius and Gashmius. The Meyer and the Mundane and the Physical. Dina went out, she left the Beis Menrish, she left the Jewish encampment, she left the house of Kedusha, and she went out to see what's going on with the daughters of the land. And not stop to see, to observe them, not stop because she had to go to a doctor's appointment in Manhattan, but what? Liros Bibinos Haaretz. She went out to see, to observe, to learn from them, to scrutinize, and the Mela on her incredible level of Tzidkus Mina Kenegan Mina. If she went out to see and opened up her eyes to see things she should and have been looking at. Mina Ganagamida Hashem allowed a Shechem ben Chamor to look at her. And what do we know about Shechem ben Chamor? What type of name is that? Shechem, he's called the shoulder. And what is a shoulder? Explains Moshe Shapiro beautifully. You have Yerosh Rishon Eivarim that contains the Moach, the intellect, the seat of the Seichel, the seat of the Neshama. Then you have the neck. The neck is what? The Chibur, the Makam HaChibur between the Olam HaRuchni and the Olam HaGashmi. Throughout Tanakh, Beis HaMikdash metaphorically is linked with the Tzavar, because what is the Beis HaMikdash? It's the Gesher, the bridge that takes us from Olam Hazat to Olam Haba, from the world of Maisa to the world of Machshava. That is Ruchni and Gashmi. That's the neck. That's Koach HaDibur, Maral, Perichofchas. Gevuras Hashem, Koach HaDibur is the union, the Mafli Lasos, where we meet up. Ruchni and Gashmi, it comes by the vocal cords, that's Dafka in the neck. And then you begin the physical part of the body. And what's that? Explains Ramosh Shapiro Shlita, the Aschol is Binyan HaGuf, the Hainu, the Aschol of the Tzana Fizi, of the Tzana Gashmi, of the mundane part of man, starts with the shoulder. You call somebody a shoulder, that means they're the beginning of Gashmius. And not only that, what's his father's name? His father didn't really do anything in the Maisa, but yet repeatedly I know his father's name. Ben Chamor. He's a donkey. What do we know about a donkey? Chamor is Chumrius, Arzi is Gashmius. Amaral explained the Chanusha Goddess many places. The Gemara Yavamas Amadomu LeChamor. What's pshat? That they're all about Gashmius and physicality and Chumrius. Shem is physical, the son of physical, and he's called what? The Nasi Aretz. Avram Avinu, the beginning of Chayasar, was called by the Bnei Ches, the Bnei Haaretz, he was called the Nasi Haaretz. He and the Nasi Elokim, he's the Nasi of Elokus of Inyonim Ruchaniim. And what is Shechem El Chamor, the Nasi Haaretz? He's the Nasi, the prince, and the officer, and the king of Artsius, of Chumrius, and Gashmius. Dina goes out to see Bonos, who is Shaku, and Artsius, Mina Kenegan Mina. Shechem El Chamor sees her. Next thing you know, we have a rape, we have an abduction, we have a Kizona Yasach Hussein, the first infiltration of the Goyish Welt into Jewish circles. And now who's going to correct that? Who's going to fix that pagam? There's a stain. There's a pagam now that's embedded and ingrained into Yiddishkeit. Who's going to fix that? Who's the very next Yid who's faced in a similar predicament, where now also the Goyish Welt wants to attack, wants to seduce and lure somebody from the inside, and wants to cause intermarriage and assimilation, and destroy the fabric of the Jewish people? After all, if a man is with a Jewish woman, we know the Vlad goes bust, or the aim of the ensuing offspring aren't even going to be Jewish. Comes along Asius Potiphar, and Asius Potiphar tries to be Mezana with Yosef HaTzadik. Yes, Chazal say, Rashi brings it. She saw into the future, there's going to be a connection. That's going to be through Osnos. But Potiphar thought, what? Let me go ahead and seduce Yosef. That's Mama Shechem and Dina all over again. Shechem was the male who lured, who seduced Dina and abducted her. And now you have Mamish instant replay. Now it's Kilo, a woman who's trying to seduce and lure Yosef Atzadik to the outside. And Yosef was, there was no koach in the veld until he stepped up to the stage. Chazal even say, Me'am Lois brings in a part of Yeshev that Zerah came out of his fingertips. Yosef, it's a part of, it's one of the Pshatim, Alpi the Zohar. While we have Asura Gemalkus, because 10 drops of Zerah came out of his fingers. Yosef was mamish in Ben Rother, and he abstained at the last second, thereby introducing within Klal Yisrael the ability to not intermarry, to not assimilate. Thereby he was masaking the pagam of Dina and Amela. What schar does he get? Yaakov gives him Shechem Echad Yesor Lochiv. How do you like that? Shechem. When was the last time we saw Shechem? We saw Shechem and Chamor raping him, Dog Dina. And now we see Yosef HaTzadik becomes Yosef HaTzadik. What does he get from Yaakov? He gets Shechem Echad. He gets an extra portion. And what is that? The city of Shechem. And where is Yosef buried in Shechem? The Hainu, his burial, the end of his life. He's Makali Shechem. He brings it full circle. Let's go to a beautiful insight on Moshe Wolfson. How did the whole Mice of Dina begin? Because Yaakov put her in a box, right? It never would have happened. It's a big Shiloh. What did Yaakov do wrong? So the famous Hasidus Shabori hammered in the nails a little too hard. And whatever it is, Achazonish, on his Maila of Ruach HaKodesh, you should have known. I don't have to put her into a box. Maybe if Avishta wants Asa to marry old, whatever the pshat is. But Dina gets put into a box. Who's the next person to get put into a box? How do we close Sefer Bereishis? The last three words in Vayechi, in the Sefer Abba. So what? Yosef HaTzadik Vayisim Ba'aron B'Mitzrayim. Dina's put into a box, and that's how the whole kilkul happens, because she was hidden from Esau. Yosef Lefi Devarinu is Masakeh that. What happens to Yosef? He also gets put in a box, and that ultimately gets buried in Shechem. But more than that, what do you know about Yosef and Dina? We know that all the brothers marry their sisters. Comes along Pirkei Avos and Pirkei Lamed Ches. Yosef ends up marrying Asnas. Yosef didn't have a twin, and Dina didn't have a twin. We know that they were even supposed to be one another. Famous Rashi in Parshas Vayetzeh, Pirkei Lamed Pasuk Aleph. Rashi brings the Gemara and Brokos Daf Samach Amud Aleph. We know that Leah davened Dina. It was supposed to be Yosef. Yosef was supposed to be Dina. Targiona, someone of zeal, actually learns that they were fully formed, and then miraculously the Ubarim switched places. But the Arizal, the Kutei Torah, Sharp Sukkim, learns like the Chazal, learns like Rashi, Alpi the Gemara Brachas Daf Samech, that Dina started out as Dina, changed into Yosef when Leah davened. And Yosef started out as Dina, Berechem Rachel, and after Leah's tefillos, she was transformed into Yosef. Pella. Because that's where the Chidah writes, in his Nacha Kedumim and the Apurian Rav Kitzer writes in his Sefer Apurian Al Torah, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetzi extends it. Why do we find that Yosef was Mesalsel Basaro? Why was he looking in a mirror playing with his hair? Because he started out as a girl, and that's what girls do. And why Vatetze Dina? Why did Dina go out? Yatzonis Bas Yatzonis. Men go out. Men are running around in the streets. Men go out. Because Dina started out as a man, and Yosef started out as a woman. And that's where they still exhibited certain traits, certain characteristics. Pella. Ayin Emes Liakov Yaakov Kamenetsky Al Atayra. Adding even more onto the Chidoh. Chidoh in that period. I'm talking about it by Yatzonis. Yaakov says it even by Mesal. So you see that there was a connection. But who's the connection? I'm out of this. A connection. Shechem rapes and abducts Dina, and who's the offspring? And the Radal even writes of Fenart Al Makom that the Shidduch was destined from Sheshes of Ereshes. Yosef marries who? Marries Osnos, the product of that union. He brings it full circle. Osnos is produced by the abduction of Shechem and Chamor to Dina. Yosef HaTzadik is here in a similar situation as Potiphar. Ish Potiphar wants to marry Yosef. No, it's not her. It's through her adopted daughter Osnos, who Chazal told us was, the adopted daughter, because Ish is Potiphar. And Potiphar cannot have any children. And at the end of the day, they adopted Osnos, who was sent by the Malach Gavriel, down to a snare by a bush. That's why she was called Osnos, because they found her by a bush. Let's call her Snail. Let's call her Osnos. Amamela, Yosef marries her and brings it full circle. But it's very geshmak. Because Yosef HaTzadik brings it full circle. He gets put into a box as Dina was put into a box. He is doing characteristics that are shaykh to Dina, and Dina is doing characteristics that are shaykh to Yosef. Yosef is here to be Masakena. Dina has the Shem Hashem, the Yud and the Hey, but they're separated by a Nun. Yosef, after the Maisa of being Kovish's Yetzer by Ishus Potiphar, he then gets what? Sota Lamed Vav and Beis, Edus Piyosef Samo. He gets a Hey. What is he now? Edus Piyosef, Yud and Hey. Sota Daf Yitzayim Alav Darsha, Vikiv Ishvi Ishizach, Shchunish Rimanea. When you bring the husband and wife together properly, then you are Metzarev, the Yud and Hey, Ish and Ishiz, Ish, Ish and Yud and Hey. That's why Yeshua, that Rizal writes, is the Gilgal of Yosef. He starts out as Hoshea. He's the Gilgal of Yosef. He gets a Yud. Yosef is Yud. He gets a Hey. He's Yehosef. Hoshea gets a Yud. He's Yoshua. They both now have Yud and Hey. They both live to the age of 110. Oh, and by the way, that Rizal writes, fascinating. Who did Yoshua marry? Up the Gemara Megillah marry Rochav Azona. Who is Rochav Azona? The Gilgal of Ashes Potiphar. It all comes full circle. Yoshua gives a bris milah. Yosef is taking a bris, taking a Yisod. He gave a bris milah, Yoshua, to Klai. So where else? In the city of Shechem, exactly where his ancestor had reincarnated. Yosef was buried. Dafkin, the city of Shechem, is where you do bris milah. That's Tikkun HaYesod, that's Shmiras HaBris. Yosef and Yoshua. Mamish, so many connections between the two. We don't have time for that now. That's just for kids and immigrants. I'll go upon him. Yosef has Masakin Abigam. What do Chanukah? What do they want? Chanukah the Goyim. No. Notice how in every Golos there was no concept of Mizbavlim and Golos Bovel. No concept of in Mitzrayim. We know with all our Veiros went to Shari Tumah. Loshinu Hashemamas Loshonim Esmabushayim. We kept our sense of ethnicity. We were proud to be Yidden. We could do every Aveira in the book, and we're still proud to be Yidden. And no Gilei Arayus in Mitzrayim. No conjugation of Mitzrayim, no conjugation of Bavel Mizbavlim, no Misparsim and Golus Parsim on Purim time. And Rav Huner talks about this in Pachad Yitzchak in Chanukah Tzapela. Misyavim, Hellenists, you only find in one Golus, and that's Golus Yavim. We're intermarrying, we're assimilating, because Yavim says, I don't want to kill you. I'm going to get you through what? Through Chochma. And what's my Chochma going to be? It's Mamish Maisa Bilam all over again. And it's Mamish Maisa Dina Shechem all over again. The same way that Shechem created Begam and Shechem got Dina. By doing what? By having relations with Dina before Dina got married. Now Yavon says, you know what? Yavon says, well, Miss Yavon, marry our daughters. Easiest way to get rid of Yiddishkeit. Come to our Olympics. Come to our Olympic Games. Worship the body. Worship the goof. Worship Artsius. Which nation is more about Benos Aretz than Yavon, than Greece, than Yefes, than Yavdulikim, than Yefes, than Yavon? What is Yavon writes the Maral in Er Mitzvah? There's no Pnimius to Yavon. How do you spell Yavon? Yud Vav Nun. The only three letters in the Alabase writes to Maral that have no Pnim. There's no space in a Yud and a Vav and Nun, only three in the entire Alabase. Because there's no space, there's no Mamashas to Kekaiti Yavon. What you see is what you get. It's the Chelek HaChitzoni, it's the Chitzoni, it's the periphery. No Pnimius, that's why Rav David Cohen adds in Berachas Yavi. It's what's Yavon? Yud Vav Nun. It's the same thing all over again. It's a Yud, it's a line, no space in between. Vav is just extending the line, and then Sefer extend the line a little bit more. It's the same thing all over again. Because that's Gashmias. Whether you have two houses or three houses, or four cars, or five cars, it's the same thing all over again. It's only in Ruchnias that there's a Mamoshes de Kashinoi. And Ela, what is Yobon? Yud Vav Nun, and if we can add, Yud is Menachas Chavtes Abayis, is the Osef Olam Haba, the Osef Machshava, the only letter in the Alabase that doesn't rest on the line. What does Yobon do? They bring Ruchnias down to the line, and then Nun Sofit, they bury it deep in the Artsius, and the Chumrius, and the Gashmias. That is Yobon. It's the same thing all over again. It's Yud Vav Nun, let's bury Ruchnias and the Gashmias. That's what Yobon all wants. So what do they say? Yobon says, intermarry, and they were successful. Miss Yavon. Marry our daughters, and if you don't want to marry your daughters, we're going to force you to have relations with the Goyish king. And more than that, so let's go to the famous Medrash and Bereishis Rabba Parsha Beis and Ozdalid. And what did the Yavon say? Kisu lachem al Keren Ashor in the Chelik Meloka Yisrael. Why Keren Ashor? Famous Kasha. Why in a Keren Ashor? It's very Yishmak. Who was the Shor? The symbol of every Shemet. Everyone was associated with the animal. I in the Medrash Rabba B'Midbar Rabba Beis Zion. We find every Shemit had its own flag, its own color, its own animal. What was the symbol of Yosef? The shore. Writes the Baal HaTorah, last week's Parsha by Yishlach. Shore, Gematria 506. Keren Yosef, 506. Why is it Keren Yosef? Because let's go to the Bracha. And like, what's the Bracha given to Yosef? Bechor Shoro Hadolova Karni Reim Karnov. That sounds familiar. Bechor Shoro Karni Reim Keren Ashor. So what does Yavon say? You think you have the Koch of Yosef? No way. Kisul Lachem Keren Ashor. You don't have the Koch of Yosef to withstand Ashes for. We're going to get you with Misyavim. We're going to get you with Kol Sulanis Tivalig Matachila. Write down a Keren Ashor that you have no Koch of Yosef and no Koch Beloke Yisrael. Comes along Yosef Atzadik, and no, he instilled within us the ability to not succumb to being Misyavim, to not intermarry. He gave us, instilled within us the ability to be a Tzadik and to not go ahead and be lured after Gili Arayas. It's a Koch. That's why he's Yosef Atzadik. That's the Iker Nakuda of Tzirkus Tikan Ayasot Shmir Sabrish Shmir Sein Ayim. That's a Koch of Yosef. How do we know that? Out of all the Shvatim, who has the Bracha? The only one with the Bracha Miuchendes that Ayin Hara can't be showing on him. Twice in Shas, Brochas Davchof, Amen Aleph, Bamatzia, Peidalan, Amen Aleph, Rabbi Yechanan used to sit on Yosef Asharia Tavila. He would sit outside the mikvah, and the woman would come out behind me, Mr. Aklami, they would look at me. Rabbi Yechanan was beautiful, Bamatzia, Peidalan, he had Ma'in, the Shufri of Yaakov, whose beauty was Ma'in Shufri, the other Mauritian. And Rabbi Yechanan used to sit, the woman would look at him, Vahana, Bodhi, Shapira, Kavosh, and they were a beautiful, handsome men like me, Rabbi Yechanan says. I, aren't you wearing the Chum asked that I in Hora? He said, no, Anam is. The Yosef Kasina de Lo Sholtem who ain't Abisha. Ain't Abisha isn't Sholem. He said, why? Because Yosef was Sholet on his Chushariya. Who's Sholet? Can you imagine being in Mitzrayim surrounded by Zimra, Susim, Zimrasim, by Shtufe, Zimo, all the Sukkim Taisis brings and Ksumas, Nav Gimlam, and Beis, Dima Maskim, Ludus, Ludion, and Shari. Habana, this was a land that was filled with depravity, with promiscuity, with perversity. And Yosef remains Yosef on Sonic, surrounded by Mitzrayim. He knows what to look at and what not to look at. That's the Zachariah. Yosef Asus Potiphar, he doesn't go after his eyes. So here Avera, he doesn't go after Asus Potiphar. Mela, what's the meter? Can I get meter? Then nobody's eyes can be sholate on Yosef. Davka, the one who was sholate on his kushariya, nobody's kushariya can now be sholate on Yosef Hatzadik. Mela. And that's Rabbi Yochanan. Any coincidence? How do we start Al Anisim? What does he do? It's all Matasyo and his sons. I didn't know anything about Yochanan. It's a very geshmak. What is Yochanan? And no coincidence, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mizar Yosef Kasina. What is Yochanan? Who's the only male in the entire pages of Chumash who's described as being Ma'ala Chain? Chain is Yosef Atzadik. Yosef is one of one with the Midas Chain. The only individual in all of Chumash who's described as giving off Chain on the pages of Chumash. What happens when you take Yosef's Chain and insert it into Yavin, what do you spell? Chain into Yavin spells Yochanan. But Yochanan, where's the whole koach come from? Comes from Yochanan. By the way, the whole story of Hanukkah, you could see it in Josephus. We know Josephus is Sefer Yosefin. How do you spell Yosefin? Add Yosef to Yavin. And that's Yosefin. Right? Nothing's coincidental. Rabbi Yochanan is Mizar de Yosef Kasina. Chain into Yavin is Yochanan. That's Yosef. But now let's go to Bnei Yisrael. How do we know Yosef is Chanukah? Listen to these Bnei Yisrael's Gishmak. Zok the Heilige Din of a Rebbe. And the Bnei Yisrael and his mom, Ori Choche Kislev and Tevis and Maimer Hey. Yosef marries Osnas. Vait and Los Osnas. Osnas is spelled Aleph Samach Nun Sav Gematria 511. How many branches do we have in the menorah? Seven. Seven branches to the menorah. Each one is connected Chachma. Chidos and Arichus, Riyaus, Damashas and Arichus. We have Zion, basic Chokhmas in the world. Chokhmas, Gematria 73. How many Chokhmas do we have? Seven. Chokhmah times seven is 511. Yosef owns the Zion Chokhmas, Kenega, the Zion Kane, Hamanorah. Yosef marries Osnos. Osnos, Gematria 511 equals exactly Chokhmah, Gematria 73 times seven. Better than that, let's go to Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Sefer Gematria, Slamaharashmi Lublin, in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshu, this week's Parsha. What's the first name given to Yosef? He's called the Ben Zakunim. We know the famous Rashi, quoting Onklus, it's not Ben Zakunim, it's Bar Chokim. The first one is given the title of a Chokim. It's Yosef, Ben Zakunim, it's spelled Chosar Vav, right? The Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Marashmi Lublin, he's Ben Zion Kanim. Zakunim without the Vav could also be spelled Zion Kanim. He is the son of the Zion Kanim of the menorah, the Zion Kanim HaMenorah. That's Ben Zakunim. It comes one hand in hand with Chokhmah. Yavanus Chokhmah, Zion Chokhmas, Asnas 511, Chokhmah 73 times 7, Eskimatra 511. That's Yosef Atzadik. Turning over to Bnei Yisoschor in Maimer Beis. Yosef was sent to wear Goshna, giving Klaiso the ability that we could be in Goshen. And still withstand the temptation. Goshna, Osios, the letters, Neskadol Hayasham, the letters on the dreidel. Nothing's coincidental. That's Yosef Atzadik and Megalamukas. Can I get Hanukkah? Goshna, Neskadol Hayasham. We have Zion Minim, right? So Tzedekah Kohen in a number of places. You have the seven species of the land of Eretz Yisrael, the Zion of Shpizim, they correspond one to the next. Zion Spheres, Yosef, Tikkun HaYesod, the Midah, the Anhog HaShishis, corresponds to what? To Shemen. Eretz Shemen Udvash. Shemen. Shemen is Hanukkah, is Menorah. That's Yosef Atzadik. That's number six. That's Goshen. And finally, here's the Koach. In the way the Eibishter always makes the Bria, Alpi Kohalas Perek Zion Pusik Yedalad. It's always two sides of the scale. Zeh Luma Zeh Aselokip. So we have the Koach of Yovan and their Chochma and their Gili Arayas. And Yovan is all about what? Melech Yovan, who embodies, personifies all that Yovan's about. The Melech of Yovan. Who is the Melech? Antiochus. Antiochus Gematria 156. Melech Yovan Gematria 156. The one who is the Melech of Yovan is 156. Antiochus 156, Melech Yovan 156. Who's going to fight them? None other than Yosef. What's Yosef? Gematria 156. Which is what? Havaya 26 times 6. Havaya times 6. Midas HaYesod, the Midas Shishas. 26 times 6 is 156. That's Yosef. Yosef on one side, Antiochus 156, Melech Yovan 156 on the other side. And where does the war reach its Nitzachon? Comes along the Arizal in Likutei Torah, comes along the Bnei Yisoschor and Maimer Dalet. Where does it all take place? In Tzion. What do you think the Gematria of Tzion is? 156. It's the Koach of Yosef. Why is Tzion the Koach of Yosef? Why is that where the victory takes place? The only one where the victory takes place in Tzion, Yerushalayim, because how do you spell Tzion? We need the Koach of the Tzidkus of Yosef joined to Yavon. What happens when you take the Os Tzadi, which is owned by Yosef, and juxtapose it, now connected to Yavon? Yavon, Tzadi plus Yavon spells Tzion. Tzion, you could be in Tzion one. Yavtulkim, the Yavos, Vyishkim, the Ola Shein. The prefix has to be the Tzadi. When you start with Tzidkus, you could even add on the beauty and the Yofi of Yavon. Tzadi of Yosef plus Yavon, that's Tzion, that's 156. That is Tzion, that's Yushalayim, that's where we defeated Yavon. That's Yosef HaTzadi. tzaddik, that's the koch, mamelo. We can now stay away from assimilation from Gilei Arayis. We could stay from Ayyadei the Koch of Yosef. Therefore, writes of Hunner and Pachar Yitzchak, and a number of places in Pesach, Memtes, Chanukah, Maimar Hey, and Sukkos Yud Beis, writes the Slonim Rebbe in Nesiva Sholem in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, writes the Satam Rav in Divrei Yoel, Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. Who guarantees told us to Yaakov Yosef? Because only Ayyadei Yosef are we guaranteed that we're not going to marry Goyish woman. He gave us that ability. Melo, what's his name? Fiat Nias Daiti, Tvarikishmak. What's his name? Let's go back to Vayetze. His name is Yosef Hashemli Banachar. What type of name is that? It's only a request. It's not a name. Terence says it is a name. Only Ayyadei Yosef do we have Toldos. Only Ayyadei the Koch of Yosef do we have Yosef Hashemli Banachar. Nochamo, Nochaben, Nochaben. Banachar, that's going to be from because he withstood Ashes Potiphar. He implanted within us that ability. He told us what to look at, what not to look at. But maybe let's go back to Chanukah. Now we're going to be Moshef what we didn't say last year. Notice what do we have by the Menorah? Yes, there were Dubska, Menorah, Chanukah, Gematria 89, Gematria Tzadi, that's Yosef Tzadi, Megalamukas, Yosef is Sukkos, Yosef is Chanukah, Givaldi. What do we know by the Menorah? We see the Eish. Yosef is the Koch of the Lahava, Vaja Allah Pasukidaches. Yosef is the Koch of the Lahava, but what do we know? Also, Lishtamish Behem. You can't get any use out of them. What? Elo Liro Sambavad. The Hainu, what's the Avodah of the Menorah? Halokos and Mitzvah. And then I just want you to look at them. What? Just look at the Chacha. Look and don't touch. It's like a museum. You can look and you can't touch. This is what? Look and don't touch and don't use it. Look! And don't touch. Know what? Elul Samavad. Know what to look at, but don't get any benefit from it. And that's what the literal sum, not histaklos, only literal sum of what. Don't look where you're getting any hano from it. Who's the koch of Re'ia? That's the koch of Yosef Atzadik. Mameila comes up very geshmak. Yosef is Chanukah. Yosef is the first one who is called the chacham by the goyim. The Hainu, even the goyim recognize that. That's why they said, Kislacham akarna shor, the koch of Yosef, shor, gematra 5 or 6, gematra karna Yosef. The goyim say what? Paro said, Chacham ein chacham v'noven kamocha. The Hainu, the first one called chacham by the goyim is Yosef. The first one called the Chacham, even by Yaakov, Ben Zakunim, Bar Chokim. Who is Chachma Yosef? The same one who's taking a bris. Why? Because they're Haba HaTalia. You want to become a Chacham. You need Shmira Seinayim. You need to guard the Naim because that's what preserves the Chachma. The one who had the Chachma is the one who had Shmira Seinayim. That is the Kayach of Yosef Atzadik. That's the Menaira. Look at the Chachmas. Look and observe, but don't touch. Don't get any hana from them. Keep a distance. That's Yosef Atzadik. That's the Chushariya. Amela Chushariya is always intertwined with Chacham. And where do we know that? Let's go to Parsha Shlach. Parsha Shlach, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk of Dalit, Sanhedrin are called Be'enei Ha'eda. Rashi brings the Chazahu, the eyes of the Eda, and those are the members of the Sanhedrin. We find as well in Koheles, Perek Beis, Pasuk of Dalit, Achacham, Einav Berosho. Chachma always intertwined with the Koch of the Enayim. Let's go to Talmud, Aflamad Beis, Amin Aleph, Ezo Chacham, Haroa Esanolad. It's a Zelvazach. The one who's a Chacham is someone who could see into the future. He knows how to use his Kalachariya. Sanhedrin, Eini Ha'eda. Chacham Eino Birosho explains to me, I'm always in Parshas Vayeshev, and explains to me, I'm always in Koheles on the Pasuk, that the Chacham uses a Seichel. Seichel always intertwined the Riyah. Ayin Mukobalim, where is the Neshama? In the seat of the intellect, in the brain. And where? Dafka behind the eyes. That's why you can always look into a person. You can always discern their true emotional state by looking deep into their eyes. Ayin Mark Salem, the famous hypnotist in Six Keys to Unlock and Empower the Mind, where he's Marich on the Sinyan. Actors could come and try and fool him and deceive him and put on a facade. Are they telling the truth or not? He can always look into their eyes and see whether they're telling the truth or not. You know, Ponim is the Pinimius. But look into the eyes and you see the Etzem, the Pinimius of the Pinimius. That's where you see the essence of a person. Eyes, that's the Chachma. And they go mamish together. I'm a Mela. Kiveger and Rekiveger al Atayra, the leaker that's taken from Igor Sofram, Dav Chav Gimel, in the footnote. We say every day in Avarabba, Vahore, Neder, Besor, Secha. What Bakosh is that? Right? So Kiveger, light up the eyes of our Tamidacham, our Gedolim, the Ene Ha'eda. Those are Einayim, the Ene Ha'eda, the Seichel. That's Mamish, the Sanhedrin, the Lishka, Sargozis, the source of Chokma. Right opposite, by the Mokam HaMikdosh, they're the Chokma, they're the Einayim. They're the ones who shed light on the world. Amamela, that's the koch of Yosef Atzadik, who's the eye of the world. Let's go to Bava Basha, Abdullah and Aman Aleph. Beis Hamikdash is called Eino Shalolam. Yesh Da'amri, Yesh Ikan Amri. The Rabbanan of the eye of the world writes the Marsha and the Chedusha Goddess, writes the Maral and the Chedusha Goddess. Why the center? Why the Beis Hamikdash? Because it's the same thing. They're the Ein Ha'eda. They're the ones who are lighting up the world. The Sanhedrin Ein Ha'eda. Chachma always intertwined with the Chosharia. Let's go to a Myrdik of Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai, Chelik Adushin, the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. And Shas Bavli, Toshma, Boushma. And Shas Yerushalmi out of the Zohar, written in Eretz Yisrael, Ayyadei Rabbi Yochanan, what do we find? And Zohar Ayyadei the Rashbi, but Talmidim, it's always Tachazi, come see. Why? So many different Pirushim. Ben Ishchai himself gives two. Let's just go with this first one. In Eretz Yisrael, what do you have? You could see things with a Klarkai. And Eretz Yisrael, with the Zohar and Yerushalmi were in, it's Tachazi, Borei, Voteshmi, Gedol Ria. Seeing is believing, not hearing. And that's a soul. Tachozi, you could see it in the Clarkite. Why? Baba Basso, 158b, Amar of Zerah Shmamina, Virat Solmachim, Zokdras Bama Fanart, Amarati Elamita Sadvarim. And that's a soul, you see things with the Clarkite. Tachozi, you could see what I'm saying. And Bobo, Chutzlar, Toshma, Boshma, you can only hear. I can only now, Anthony Robbins, Unlimited Power, talks about different personalities. Some people say, you see what I'm saying? Some people say, you hear what I'm saying? Okay, in the world of psychology, Yesh Amalodun. But in the world of Chazal, Tochozi, Borei, you could see with a Clarkite. Mashenkin and Bali, Chutz Lartz, Lotte Shmigra, it's Tochozi, but it's Toshma, it's Boshma. Now, where does that come from? Where does it come from? It ain't talking about Sol, Havidat mean, Somachim, Zokto Tzarek, Kohen, and Pre Tzadik. And Yanni Rosh Chodesh, Mor de Gavar. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, but what? He was allowed, and he was not only allowed, he was Metsuva. Go to the top of the har, and I want you to look into the land. And what did that do? Hazakto Tzadik, by looking, remember, Moshe is Chochma. Moshe is first and foremost Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the greatest, and I'll be the greatest, son of, but he'll be known through all history as Moshe Rabbeinu, first and foremost. He's the Chochma. Moshe came to him as Sinai, Mesorli Yeshua, he gave us Chochma. And he takes that Chochma, Zokto Tzadik, and he puts it into, in fact, some Rebbe's bring Moshe in the Marsha. I didn't see it. I haven't found it anywhere in a marshal, but it's in Rav Tzadik, Yisrael Rav Tzadik, Pre Tzadik. That Moshe was mestakil in the land, and that created Chochmah. He took his Chochmah to Einayim, because Chochmah is intertwined with Einayim. He took his wisdom, which is all in Einayim, and he instilled it into the land of Eretz. That's where we get Ein Torah Ketor Yisrael, all from that Nakuda. That's the Mail of Eretz. That's Abiyudah Yisrael Machim, that's Amidah Sadvorm, that's Tochozi, that's Borei, that's Chochmah, all because Moshe Rabbeinu. Now it's very Geshwa. Moshe Rabbeinu, now we said Yosef gets buried in Shechem because he corrects Shechem. Where does Moshe get buried? Mol Beispor. That's what we know. Mol Beispor. What's going on here? Moshe Rabbeinu. Mol Beispor. Now, obviously, that's the Bechen of Zelu Mazah. So, again, what's the Zelu Mazah? What's Moshe Rabbeinu Masake? Take a look at the Zos Abrocha Paraglam Dalit Posek Zai. Out of everything we know, Moshe Rabbeinu, 120 years old, his ounces, Kayach, did not diminish one iota. Lo nas lecho, but what's the only aver out of Oramach Evrim that the Torah single now? Lo chasa eno, his eyesight didn't diminish. Doesn't say his hearing didn't diminish. Doesn't say his sense of smell, his sense of taste. Now, Amana, that's all included. Lo nas lecho means his moistness, his freshness did not diminish, his kayach did not diminish, and yet the Torah still goes out of its way to say, Lo chasaino, why? Mephinius Taiti, it's poshut. Because first we're talking about the Gashmias take a goof with all the Chamisha Chushim, didn't diminish one iota. But the Rabu Sanaka, what's the extra Chiddush? Lo chasaino is Eina Ruchnius, the Eina Sichli, the Ruchnius, the Ka'ayin is Chokhma, did not diminish one iota. Out of all they formed, the Torah only was Margish, the Tzerech, to emphasize what? His eyesight, the Hainu is Chokhma, didn't diminish. Where are you going to bury such a tzaddik? Moshe Rabbeinu was so Purish Min Arayis that he even stays away from his own wife because he has to be in an unbelievable state of Kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Kleiso the Tzivoy, be Purish Min Arayis, Kedushim Tiyu. That's all Moshe Rabbeinu. Mela, where's he buried Mol Beis Par? The whole sin of Mol Beis Par, Baal Par, started with what? Gilei Arayis. And you must have to ask Kleiso only has a Avodah Zarah because they want to be Mata Gilei Arayis. And Rashi brings the Chazal, how did they fall prey? Menos Minyan, because the Menos Minyan said before, you gotta, it's Gila Reis, and order to Gila Reis, you have to bow down to Baal Par. Who's the Koach of the Zelu Mazah Moshe Rabbeinu? So after we know, Lochos Aino, where's he buried? Mol Beis Par, that's the Zelu Mazah. That is Chokhman, the same way Yosef is called the first Chokhman, he's the Koach Gila Reis, Shmir Sanayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, that Koach Shmir Sanayim, that is the Chokhma. You want to preserve your Chokhman, it's got to be with the Koach Anayim, and with the Choshariyah. That's the koach of Yosef Atzadik, it's the koach of Chanukah. It's the way to defeat Yavon. Amela, what does Yavon want? A bracious parsha, bracious rabbah, beis dalit. Choshech, ze Yavon. Why are they choshech? Shechshichu enayim shal Yisrael. Where do they target? They dafka target what? The enayim of Klal Yisrael. That's what they want. The enayim, they're targeting the chokhmah. That's not chokhmah, it's no preference to adifus to chokhmah satayro. It's a chokhmah Yavon, it's about the Zayin chokhmah. It's a fight of the enayim. That's good for the homach like choshech. Hechshich leineim shei Yisrael. Who's going to fight them? Yosef Atzadik, who was the koch about ulei ayin, ayin hara. Eina mil shalos shaltimon and zavdi yosef. That's the koch of putting the chain into Yavon. That's from Yechon. That's from Yosef Yom and Yochon going on. That's why the captain Agoshev, what of bonin? Ubo banecha lidvir beisecha. You mean b'nei vina. Haroga b'ner shams chav gimam b'reis. Haroga b'ner Rabbi Mechanano. Haroga b'ner chanaka rashi. Ner shams and chanaka having lo bonim. It's all their name. It's all their osam bilvad. It's all a miracle. And it's all a tochozi. Over here, the koch of Yosef Atzadik was sholeit on a shmir sanayim. That's a koch of Moshe. If you want to have the chokmah, you want to preserve it. It's all I a day. Chushari Yamamela, many Sfam Harainenu, and many others. People walking in the street, Shmir Sanayim. Ravolba talks about it. The Iker, it's Yisod Mekuma Kabbalah from the Gra. The biggest thing in Shmir Sanayim is thinking Chokhmah. Get your mind busy. Rambam writes in the enemy Suri Biyah that the Yitzhar is only shot in a lake. Panui Mena Chokhmah. You know when the Yitzhar can infiltrate when the lake is Panui Mena Chokhmah. That's why some Chassidus Sherebbe say, why in Shasta we always use an example, Ksuvus your base, Panui Habola Pnuya. Because that mice only happened because he was Ponoi Menachokma. A single guy is called a Ponoi. Ponoi Menachokma. That's the Rambam's Lashon. That's why he's Ponoi Avala Panuya. If you fill your head with Chokma, that's Chokma, that's Einayim. If you're infused with Einayim, with Chokma, Zakta Volba, Zakta Gra, always think of learning when you're on the streets. Always think of Akasha, think of something in Torah. Fill up your eyes, fill up your head with Torah. That's the Chokma, that's Yosef, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the Koch HaShmir Sanayim. Shmi Zoycha, to Miyuchad Yikasiyat and Shmai Befrat, and his man is Sugal. To be sholeit on those who tried to take away the chushariyah, choshech sheshichu neim shei Yisrael. Let's be mesakin that. Let's open up our eyes. Keep the hands back. It's what l'rosam bilvad, not a stockless l'rosam bilvad. Look at the bechinas chokhmah shabo shlit of the chushariyah. That's Yosef. That's Moshe. That's Chanukah. Yosef connected Chanukah. Good to nachtem. Chanukah.